Welcome back to the Two Guys Named Chris show. I apologize, my friend. We have not yet updated Biggie's dry erase board. We'll do it now.
Big housekeeping error.
Yeah, should have done it right off the top. This is Biggie brought this in himself a few weeks ago. It's days since last illness with an enormous germ on the dry erase board.
It's kind of COVID-y, the germ.
Yep, kinda. It is.
Sure.
We are moving it to 3. That's right. 3 days without illness for Biggie. We have decided to give him the day as soon as the show begins. He doesn't have, it's not like Major League Baseball where you have to play like 4.5 innings to make it a complete game.
Yeah.
This is real.
You show up. You show up. You get, it's like taking roll.
That's right. You're there.
Do you ever see people in college classes do that? Sometimes college classes, it's been a long time since I was there, but some instructors would take roll, some wouldn't.
Yeah.
And sometimes people would say, you know, they'd hold their hand up and say, present for like Econ 101, and then slip out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, because once you're there, you're marked there.
That's it.
Then you leave.
Yeah.
And but some professors like, hey, look, if you're not here, you're not here. It's on you.
Yeah.
You're an adult.
That was always the warning I got in high school, was once you get to college, it's on you. Like, there's no attendance.
No one's going to call your parents.
Exactly.
They're not going to call you.
Miss as much as you want, but you
the
won't
exam,
fail.
You only have a few chances. But I found that was only the case in some classes, and some did take roll.
Yeah.
And they give, like, my son now, there's a class he's in, and if you don't miss a class, then you get like extra credit. It's like an extra point or 2 points at your final end of year grade.
Huh.
If you don't miss one at all. So like one of them, he has skipped some classes on Fridays to come home or whatever, but this one he will not skip because
he gets
the extra points.
Now, can I ask, I know the world has changed since the three of us were in that era. So many classes are online. Is this an in-person class?
Yeah, this one's in person. But sometimes they'll say, all right, it's online today, you know, and they'll do it that way. It's. I mean, he does a – none of his classes are online only. Some of the summer school classes he'll take will be. But many times they'll say, okay, this Friday's class is shifted to online. And then you don't really have to go. I mean, you have to attend it. Or it's recorded. You know, it's whatever the class is, you can go and get it anytime you want. It's really weird how they do those things now.
Is he heading into finals season soon?
Yeah, really soon. And he's, in fact, he's getting close to that where that class will give him the extra points because he was there all the time. I remember, too, you used to have to, like some classes, you'd sign in and then you could, you know, you sign the, like, I was here. And a lot of times, you know, your friend would sign your name for you. And then teachers didn't know. The professor didn't know.
I do recall when I was in college, as you know, I went to, well, you know, I took some classes at community college.
Yeah.
I didn't graduate, but I took several classes. And there was one teacher, he did not take attendance at all. But I do remember towards the end of the class, a kid came up to him like, this is late in the year. And he said, he's like, you know, I don't know what my grade is, but I think I need to bring it up. And the professor just looks at him and he goes, who are you?
You haven't been here.
Like, this is the first time I've seen your face. And all of us were like, yeah, he ain't been here. Of course, the kid's trying to lie. He's like, no, I would sit over in that corner. You probably didn't see me. And he's like, I've not seen you at all. And you should know there's no extra credit.
So he was not going to.
Yeah, because there was no extra credit. He's like, no, man.
Now, when there's zero credit to begin with.
Yeah.
When I was in high school, the hardest class I ever took was calculus. Brutal. And the guy was tough. And I was freaking out at the end of the first 6 weeks because my grade was like a 68. But he graded on the curve, so it brought it up to an 83. So I got a C. He always did that. And which I had never heard of before. I mean, nobody else did it.
I'm still not 100% sure how that works, but whoever has the highest grade in the class, that becomes
100.
The standard.
Yes, that's right. Like,
and everything's proportional.
Right. If somebody has an 85, that's the highest grade in the class, then that moves up to an A+, and yes, everything else is proportional. But my friend Dustin, who was awesome. I mean, you know.
There's just no way to say.
Yeah.
There's just no other
way.
Did
everybody write in his yearbook stay awesome?
Yeah, everybody wrote.
And guess what?
He did. They meant it.
He remained it.
Mm-hmm. He remained awesome. He was the one, you know, with all the girls.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
He's the one that asked me when we were sitting next to the baseball field, how far have you gone? And I was like, third base.
And down to the end of that old dirt road.
Yep.
Now, idiot.
That's right.
With a girl.
I said, third base. And he said, dang, did she do it to you or did you do it to her? And I was like, oh, man, I did it to her. And he's like, that's weird. I don't even know.
Yeah.
No,
and you can't go home and ask your mom what's third base.
You can't go home and say that. Right. So I just. So
then there was no internet. You couldn't look up what's third base.
And he was telling everybody at school, like, he's been to third base. And they're like, what? I was like, yeah, it's on third base.
Tell
with
us about
who? With who? You don't know her.
She doesn't go here.
She's from Canada. She lives in Canada. And I've been to third base. And they're like, no, you haven't been to third base. I'm like, yeah, I have. And then if you go like, did she do it to you? Did you do it to her? I was like, I did it to her. Still don't know. No idea, really.
But for 2.5 minutes, you were the king of the locker room.
Yeah, for a while. But my friend, Dustin, at calculus, he gave up in the second semester. The first semester was awful. I think he squeaked by with a D because of the grading on the curb. And then he just...
You mean, would he show up in class? I mean, you have to in high school.
Right.
For the most part.
He said to the teacher, I'm not going to do this. Can I go to the library? And the teacher's like, no, you have to show up for class. So he would show up every day and just put his head down, and the teacher would pass out the papers and everything, and he'd get zeros all the way. But because of the grading system, he would get like a 65. So it was an F. But
even with zeros?
Even with zeros.
That would crush you.
Brought him out. He was the worst student in the class because, you know, he didn't do anything. But they brought him up to, you know, the 50s or 60s. So then I told him, I was like, well, if you go in there and ace the final, then you can pass the class. And he said, bruh, how am I going to ace the final? There's no way I can do that. And I was like,
did you write the answers on the back of your neck?
I said, let me write the answers on the back
of my
neck. Sit behind me and I'll write the answers on the back of my neck. But I didn't know the answers.
Because you're awesome.
I didn't know the answers. I was like, you're awesome. And he's like, you're the one that's been to third base. And I was like, yeah.
I forgot. That's true. Yeah.
Whatever. Whatever. Grady, you wanted to talk about tough teachers. Go ahead.
And in high school, my accounting teacher, anything below an 80 was an F. We basically had a 5-point scale. Said you can't be wrong 20% of the time in accounting.
God, is that why? And
okay.
Was that difficult for you?
Actually, I was pretty good at math, luckily, so it wasn't. But it was still kind of rough.
Oh yeah.
Did that become your field?
Yeah. Are you an accountant now?
I actually in tax prep, so it's adjacent.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you have it.
All those skills. So.
That's right.
This is a man you trust with numbers.
Absolutely. Thank you, Grady. Appreciate that. Just did our taxes. Bad year. Bad year.
Oh, you looked.
I looked. I did.
You weren't supposed to.
I wasn't supposed to look, and I wasn't supposed to care. Just got him back the other day. Called him at his house.
Just got off the phone with
Just got off the phone with him. And you know what he said? My wife had it on speaker. Bad year. I was like,
Do you know where your checkbook is?
Well, they just come right and get it now. They'll just come. You don't even need it.
Suck it right out. You know,
the state will just be like, they'll just take the long arm and click it right on out of there. That's right. Bad year, folks. Mm. That's all I can tell you. It's all right. We've had good years. We've had bad years. That's all there is to it. He said I needed to withhold some more funds and send them off to the government. Hmm. You know, I just, what are you going to do? You trust him. That's all you can do. Incidentally, my accountant is Dustin, so I...
Wait a minute. Yeah, I couldn't do calculus?
He's my tax guy.
Yeah. I did your taxes. Oh, but remember that time you went to third base? What does that have to do with my taxes?
What do you mean?